Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and it is Thursday. Y'all know what it means. It's the last show of the week. Now, we do this show every Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And over on the West Coast of the Pacific Standard Time, we got 2 p.m. So, there you go. Today's show will be no different, as usual. Always great shows coming at you. And today, my girl, Urban Guy's out and about, so she's holding down, handling some business. So, big up to her. Love you, fam. Shout out to my girl, Adrea. I'll be one of the live people in the chat room already. Big ups to her. And everyone that's on Facebook and the archives and all that whatnot. Okay, so to kind of give you all an overview of what today's show is going to be about real quick. Today we're going to have a very special guest on the show. His name, by the name of Camacho. And he goes by the Lady Killer, too. He didn't give himself that name. He kind of earned the name, so we'll be chopping that up with him as far as what that's all about. And he's a rising artist in Connecticut who's going to be here. He's going to be discussing, of course, his nickname and his growing status in his music, as well as how he became in 2011 Wally Award for Breakthrough Artist of the Year. So big ups to him for that. And definitely, always great to see people doing big things and being rewarded for what they do. That's always a great deal. Also, to kind of let you guys know, too, every week on From the Dust Spot, we always release a newsletter that we do every week, and it's called On the Spot. Do a lot of great things from that. You know, so we tell you some of the updates that's going on, some quick little updates in there. We talk about some of the music on there. We have the video of the week, the Dust Divine model of the week, sexy follow of the week, feature spot of the week, and there you go. That's pretty much it. So you check it out. And for that, you can also check out all this week's issue and past issues over at dustspot.blogspot.com. Go there and you can check out all the stuff that's there on the spot. All right. So let's go to the phone line. Cut the SMO boy right there. Let's go ahead and check it out. All right, caller, you're on Life at Dust Live. I'm willing to bet this is Camacho.
Yo.
What's good, man?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I'm glad to have you, man.
Oh, it's good, huh? I'm glad to be on here, man. Let y'all know a little something.
Most definitely. And, you know, we got a lot to chop up, man. First off, I want to say shout out to my boy, Josh, a.k.a. Milky Beats, for sending you my direction.
Yeah, that's the cousin, man, the producer. He's making them beats.
Most definitely. All right, so that's what we want to chop up today, man. You know, first off, let's get into the nitty-gritty. I mean, it's like, first tell everyone, like, who you are and, like, how you got started.
All right, pretty much. I was born in Connecticut, but I have a cousin who's Milky Beast. That's Josh. He's out there in Texas, and I started getting into trouble out here, so my parents sent me out to Texas. And down in Fort Worth, my cousin was making the beats, and then I just started freestyling, and from there we kind of built up, and since then we never stopped, man. It's been like 4 years now, 5 years. It's been a long time, a lot of grinding, lots of tracks. We made we started making moves with him, and then we just built a team over time, and still on it today, man. A lot of work.
So basically you would say that your music basically became an outlet to, not only did it become an outlet to you to change your life, but it also became a passion that you definitely love.
Yeah, man, it helped me change my life around in a positive direction, and a lot came from it, so you stuck to it.
Well, definitely, man. Well, as far as that too, like, with that being said, with the music too, like, what's like some of the inspirations that came about of leading me into doing this music?
I would have to say it's actually a lot of, I take a lot of pride in local cats, man. Like, I see local people that are really trying hard, and I see their flyers everywhere, and to see all these locals that are really trying to make something of themselves kind of inspires me. But like, ever since I was young, it probably has to be like Fabulous, man. If you're talking about like a big time cat, I've always looked up to Fab, and ever since him, I went to Texas and started, you know, the accent started switching up, so I had a little South flair, and and everybody out there, like Zero, you know, I've seen a lot of big people, Lil Kiki, all that South, the South rap is what really started me doing this, and then I came back here and threw a little East Coast spin on it, you know?
I think that's always key. Like, a lot of people, I think the reason why sometimes a lot of people's music doesn't go as far as it should is because they're not exposed to other areas too before they go deep into their music.
Yeah, you gotta move around, man. You gotta start hearing what everybody else is doing and see what makes you different from them.
Well, definitely. And some people always, you know, they always gonna say, oh, you're copycat. Nah, everybody, there's nobody can tell me that you just out of the blue, like, you just came with some new sound. Like, you come with new sound basically off of, you kind of take some of the stuff you heard from other people, you love it, and then you develop your own.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, the copycat thing is just, that's kind of overrated. Unless you're, like, going style for style, like, if you're trying to sound exactly like somebody else, that's a problem. You know, you don't even want to rethink that. You need to put your words, your life, into somebody else's flow is cool, you know? Like, you can take their flow pattern and switch it up, but, I mean, it'll never be the same regardless because, you know, like, this is you. But, yeah, I don't ever believe in the little copycat thing, man. Everybody gets different flows, and everybody learns from everybody, you know? It's just a learning process.
Exactly. Yeah, because, I mean, because of my show, too, I feel the exact same way. I don't. It's not like all of a sudden, oh my God, everything he does is so new and innovative. Like, not everything I do is new and innovative, but, you know, like we said, I basically was inspired by other people, so that's definitely what's up.
Everything derives from something.
All right, so actually, one other one that I want to talk to you about too. Which, you know, you really did big on, like, how does it feel to make it to that status where you can say, oh man, I've done this so far where you actually made that step as far as your music, and you actually got an award for it, the Whaley Award. Kind of tell us about it.
Yeah, it was it's the Whaley Awards. It's because New London, Connecticut. I was born in New London, Connecticut, and I pretty much came back to establish my name with my hometown. And what happened was I've been here for like a year, and I dropped mixtapes and I promoted a lot. And over the time, you know, my people from where I was born, like, they recognized it, and they knew I went to Texas, but I come back and like I held it down. So, you know, they showed a lot of love, and it feels great to know, you know, because like I have a regular job. I'm working at Hollister right now. I just got off to make this call, man. You know, I'm still working. I'm just trying to make this money, but to actually have something you love, show you love back, there's no feeling like it, man. Never will be.
Exactly. I'm laughing too because you cut me off. You just said too. Like a lot of you don't realize. When I come over here, I do all these other things too, as far as the industry. But when I come over here, I'm running out, and I'm going to go work my darn self. So I see you, man.
Yeah, it's just normal shit. But it's your passion, it's your dream. So you know you have to make time for everything, and
exactly.
Just make sure it works.
Okay, so actually, I'm gonna chop up the song that you got sent to me, shot to Josh Litt. You got a track by you called Pain, man. Kind of tell us about that track.
Yeah, Pain. All right, we actually just shot a video for it too, which is we put up on YouTube like I think 2 days ago now, and it's pretty much talking about, you know, like a lot of people see me as something and they perceive me, but we actually dressed up like bums and we went around in shopping carts and all that, just flowing, you know, like I had a dude pushing me in a shopping cart through a grocery store, and it's just pretty much like, don't believe everything you see, and you know, take it for what it is. Like, I'm still gonna sit here and I'm always gonna rap. It doesn't matter if I make it anywhere or I don't, you know, I'm doing this more for myself than anything, but if people show me love, then you know, I appreciate it and I always will. So you know, it's a hard process of pain, you know, it's tough, the industry's tough.
Definitely. You keep the attitude, I mean, your music will go far because, you know, when Josh put me on to you, he was like, man, you got to check him out, man, you got to check him out. I want to check you out. I was like, man, he has an industry. Look, he has, you know, it's crazy, man, and your music was just good. I was like, man, hey, I'm feeling this most definitely.
Man,
all right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to Paint, and then We got some crazy stuff to talk to you about. First of all, we come back, we're gonna get into how in the world did you get this title, The Lady Killer. That's what we're gonna talk about. We come back. So here we go. Right. To Camacho to the Pain, and we're right back on Life of the Dust Live, your boy City J, and of course Camacho.
Yeah, man.
You can skip it to like that.
This world is changing. I need to know.
Tell me what I should be. You don't get it, dog. Life is what you make it. Opportunities like money. If I see it, I'ma take it. Open my mind and spit out my brain. Cause living insane is way better than living in pain.
So full of pain.
back in the building. That was my boy Camacho's Pain.
Yeah.
Which was a very deep track. And I'm down. I'm about to go definitely check out the video because the concept you were just breaking down, man, it sounds so deep.
It is, man. You should definitely peep that. It's called, you can just look up Pain Camacho on YouTube. It'll come up like that.
All right, I feel you. You're going to check that out. Because I definitely don't be, I mean, I was looking at something out there at work. I get bored during my break. I'm like, I need to find something to do.
Yeah.
So I'm using YouTube surfing at that time.
So, we're dropping stuff every Tuesday now, man. Every Tuesday called Fly Tuesday. We've been dropping songs, videos, everything.
All right, so. Now we're back. Like you said, one of the orders of business, we're going to definitely, and then we came back. But we're going to chop up, man, like, I can't see you go, but I, like, when I added you, I saw it was Camacho Lady Killer. So kind of tell us, what is this all about? How did you get to the status of the Lady Killer?
Lady Killer, all right. Well, like, when we first started, man, it was just beats, straight. It was more hip-hop type shit, and I love hip-hop, so I would just start spitting the hip-hop, but... You know, we started messing around with the auto-tune, and when the auto-tune came out, you know, I just started hitting a little R&B flow. I started doing it for the ladies a little bit, and I dropped a mixtape called Lady Killer, and it just went under real well. And, like there's girls, like, to this day that I know, like, I never even met out in Cali and UK that hit me online, and they just called me Lady Killer, man. So from there, I do a lot of music for the girls now, you know, because they really feel it and they show love.
And a lot of times, man, the women, man, when the women hold you down, they hold you down heavy, man.
Yeah, they buy this stuff, man.
Exactly. I mean, the guys buy is like, man, shoot, when the girls like it, man, I'm trying to get the girls, so what's going to get the girls and get something they like?
That's how it works.
That works. That's the science. I broke it down to a science.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, man. That made me, inspired me. Like, a lot of ladies, they've been hitting me on Twitter. You know, Twitter's like, once that was started going crazy, I started getting hit up by a lot of females, and I decided to put out tapes for them. I got another tape coming out called Seek Music. We're going to drop it real soon. And it's more girl songs, but I got a solo project coming after that. I can't really say what it is yet, but Seek Music is coming soon. More Lady Killer music.
All right, most definitely, man.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, one of the craziest things is, I just want to know, is like, what's like some of the most embarrassing things that happened while I can't see your music career or even outside your music career?
All right, let me see. Like, music-wise. All right, well, we had this one big show. It was pretty big, man, and there was a lot of people out there, and like, we ended up showing up, and the promoter was talking it up, like, he had a good stage, everything was ready, and I was there with my man Poe Swayze. He rocks with us too, and we only ended up having one mic, and we had to spit back and forth. At first it was looking crazy, but we made it work. You know, I don't really know too much of, I don't really get embarrassed, man. I'm more about, I try to improvise. If something goes wrong, you know, I try to flip it and make it work. So, I don't really know. No, I'm on my P's and Q's.
But you know what? But I'm about to go Steve Harvey on y'all. Man.
Back in my day, we used to take one night. Back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, y'all handling, Y'all was doing the thing, man, so it wasn't too much of a task. Y'all handled it, because a lot of people, they freak out, man. Just only one mic, they're like, oh, my God, the show's going to end because I can't have another mic in my hand. Dude.
Yeah, I know. People panic, but not this time, man. Like, but it was a huge stage, and we were trying to go on one side, let him rock, and then me all the way on the other side rocking with the fan. But
yeah,
like,
this is huge stage. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's craziness. But yeah. These people, they'd be on the stage by the size of a bathroom, and they want to sit there and go, "Oh my God, dude, oh my God, oh my God." I don't think I've ever asked someone this question. This is one of the toughest questions I think I've never asked anyone, which is you get to pick your favorite song of all your songs you've done. Well, no matter, I make it easy on you. You get to pick three of your favorite songs of all time if you ever made. What would you say?
That I ever made. Well, there's actually some recent ones. Like, I made one song. It's a mixtape track. Like, it's off that, you know, that Kurt Cobain's What Your Name Is.
Yep.
Yeah,
I know personally.
Yeah, man, that's my dude. I showed a lot of love, you know, H-Town. But I dropped that on a mixtape coming, and I said, "Why you in here, girl? Why you in here?" It's a strip club song about trying to find out why this, you know, this beautiful ass lady's in the club when they should be out doing something else with their lives. I just made it. Didn't drop it yet, but, you know, I'm in love with that track right now. Then I got another one that the Lady Killer like took off with. It's called Do It All, and it's just pretty much telling the ladies that I could do it all. You know, anything they could think, they could fantasize, I could do. So that was one of them that got them all ready. And
Dude, well, that's not probably.
Yeah, man, it works out. And then there's one more that's pretty serious. Like, I took a lot of heart doing it. It turned into kind of like a house rap, hip-hop type track. It's called Never Look Back. And it's pretty much talking about, you know, like whatever you do in your life, never regret nothing. Never look back. Just keep going. And whatever you set your mind to, do it. So I haven't released it either yet, but most, like, I don't know, some of the old stuff, it's okay, but I've been doing a lot of development, man, so I'm just ready to show the world.
Okay, most definitely, man. Well, as far as shout out to people that you want to definitely shout out, before we roll out soon.
Are we about to roll out?
Yeah, who would you want to shout out to give some love to?
Man, I want to show some love to our producer, most of all my cousins. Shout out to Milky Beats. Shout out to Paul Swayze. He's the one we rock with. He rocks mics with me. Shout out to the Fly One. That's the brand we're working on right now. Going to have clothes coming. Everybody check that, www.theflyones.com. Shout out to the mother, the father. They support the music heavily. And shout out to all the fans, everybody that's been there since the jump, because it means so much to me that someone, you know, people really care about what I'm doing and listen and see about my life. It's just, it's wild, man. So shout out to everyone showing love. I show love back.
Well, definitely, man.
And shout out to you for getting me on here, man. Appreciate the love.
Man. I appreciate good music and humble artists. That's why I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm giving about 30. We're gonna give you, set the timer up in a second. All right, starting in a bit. I'll tell you when to start. Once you give everybody a 30-second commercial of who Camacho is and why they should, I'll definitely tune into your music and stay in touch with what you got going on.
All right. All right.
Now.
All right. What's up, world? This is Camacho, the Fly One. I've been doing this music for a long time, through high school till now. I got a job, regular job. I'm a regular person, drive a regular car. But my music just speaks for itself, and we've been out here grinding since day one. So once you hear it, I hope you love it. And if you love it, keep in touch. I always hit everybody back, you know. We're just moving along fine, and we got clothes coming. We have everything, and the support is what we need. So please support.
And
That was it.
That's all it comes down to. All right, so, man, what can you tell us as far as websites and as well as of any social networks that we should definitely come check you out on. How can they hit you up?
Yeah, man, we got to hit me on Twitter because I always reply. I got Twitter on the phone. I'll hit everybody. So it's Official Camacho, at Official Camacho. Then we got the Facebook, Camacho, facebook.com/CamachoMusic. Then we have www.CamachoMusic.com. Those are the main sites you can hit me on.
All right,
Facebook,
definitely.
Twitter.
But I'm about to go to it right now. I'm about to I already see the thumbnail for the video. I'm like, oh, that's going to be hot.
Yeah, you need to check that, man. It's crazy. We did it ourselves. We do everything ourselves. We're really independent right now.
That's a bit. A lot of people don't realize it's because when we're independent, doesn't mean to look professional. So I don't even understand that sometimes. Like, y'all, they drive me nuts.
Yeah. Nah, we take a lot of pride in what we do still, so we don't feel independent, but you know we are.
All right, man. So y'all, as we go on out, yeah, make sure y'all check if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can always go check it back out at a couple millions of different places. Y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/SeddyJ, that's CEDDYJ. Or go to iTunes. It's free on iTunes as well. Type in Life at the Dust Live. Go to the episode that says Camacho, and you can check it out there. Or you can just, I kid you not, and know it's a play-out phrase, but you Google Life at the Dust Live, and you Google Life at the Dust Live, and you Google Camacho, you'll find out where all the other websites and shows are at as well. So we're like a whole lot of places at once.
It sounds dope, man.
So, as we roll on out, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at SeddyJDusk, that's CEDDYJDUSK. And go to DustSpot at DUSKSPOT.com. And rolling on out. Reminding you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, when there's a J, or when there's a Camacho, oh, well, there's a you, your God, thank you. Oh, well. Camacho, man. Once again, man, I thank you for coming to the show, man.
Yeah, anytime.
Oh, well, yo.
I really appreciate you guys giving me the spotlight right now.
Oh, no problem, man. And that's the best one, the best way to close out the week. You know, it's always good when you have the last show of the week and it's a strong show, so. I big up to you for just making it a strong show.
Yeah, man. That's awesome, man.
Y'all
are great.
Y'all. In the words of Chris Brown, everybody, deuces.
All right, man.